First Peter again, chapter 2 and in verse 9. It says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Today, we are looking at secrets of reigning as a king, or secrets of kingship, if I just leave it like that. One thing that is very clear is that God is in search of his kings in every realm. The Bible said that God does not leave himself without witness in every generation. God wants his people, kingdom people, to take charge of various territories of human endeavor. Kingdom people, kingdom people. Right through scripture, in the days of Abraham, Abraham was in charge in the realm of finance and animal husbandry. He took charge. The days of Isaac, Isaac was in charge. In the realm of irrigation farming, he took charge. In the days of Jacob, Jacob took charge. In the realm of genetic engineering, where he did certain things that made animals to change breed. In the days of Job, in commodities, wealth generally, he took charge in that field and in that realm. Rockefeller of those days took charge. He was the number $1 billionaire. Started tithing from the first $1 that God gave him. In science, in those days, Isaac Newton took charge. He was a preacher. Half a preacher, half a scientist. He took charge of that field of those days. He was in charge. He was king. In the realm of politics, you hear of somebody like William Wilberforce, who stood for the abolition of the slave trade. He was in charge powerfully. The American war president, John J.F. Kennedy, who says nobody can be king without having the copy of the Bible. He took charge. He was a reference king globally. In Nigeria, there was an Oba by the name of Oba Akinyele. In the 50s, the Olubadan of Ibadan. Solid child of God, was an executive of the Christ Apostolic Church. He was the one who hosted T.L. Osborne crusade in that land. And so in every realm and every sphere and every domain, God looks for people to take charge on his behalf, to rule, to reign, to influence systems for him. What I trust God for each one of us to do is to trust the Lord to take charge of a particular domain, take charge of a particular sphere, take charge of a particular territory, and you shall step there in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your right hand and say, Father, say it louder, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, in my realm, in my sphere, in my domain, I shall take charge. Say it louder, I shall take charge. Say it louder, I shall take charge. Say it louder, I shall take charge. had dedicated a bank some time back, child of God. And after a year or two, the man told me how that bank shifted almost to one out of five or so banks within the country in terms of their massive capital base, financial base, massive. He says more like a miracle in that industry. God is looking for people in various spheres that will take charge. Now, what makes a king? How does kingship come about? If we are to look at it traditionally, look at it historically, even look at it scripturally, how does kingship come about? Because it is not everyone that becomes king or can remain king, because not everyone understands what it takes to function as a king. How does kingship come about? Number one, kingship can happen by inheritance. Inheritance. That is, you were born into a king's family, born into the tribe of kings. For example, anyone born into the tribe of Judah is a potential king. In Genesis chapter 49 and in verse 10, the Bible said, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be." Everyone born into the tribe of Judah is born a king. Everyone born into the royal family of Britain is a potential king or queen. Everyone born in the body of Christ is a king. In 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, we just saw that. The Bible said, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." Revelation chapter 1 and in verse 6, we saw where the Bible said that he has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And Revelation chapter 5 and in verse 10, the Bible talking there as well said, he has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loud most amen. So it is important that every child of God understands that you are royalty. You are royalty. You are royalty. No wonder the Bible said we are an eternal excellency, the joy of many generations. So if you are a king, you must learn the way of kings. You must have the mindset of a king, and you must learn the way of kings. You must learn the way of kings. When the child is born in the royal family, I learned in Britain, they say that from the birth of the child, there is someone like a chaperone or something that is attached to that child to train him and groom him throughout life, to let them know who they are, to let them know how to behave, and to let them know how to function as king. So by inheritance, we are kings and we are queens. Don't let anyone look down on you. Don't let anyone talk you down. And I can tell you this for free. Nobody can take you for granted without your permission. And nobody can devalue you without your participation. without your permission, without your participation. So you are taken for granted, you are tolerated, just exit. When you continue to thrive and you continue to dwell in the climate of your toleration, you have confirmed your participation. Hallelujah. Think it until you become it. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. As he thinketh in his heart, I have never considered myself inferior to anybody globally. No matter who you are, no matter what you have, no matter what continent you came from, because there is something at the back of my mind that makes it clear to me that I am someone of worth and value, someone not to be tolerated, someone to be celebrated. Are you following what I'm saying here today? It is critical, it is important, it is vital that you know that by virtue of inheritance, by virtue of inheritance, by virtue of inheritance, by virtue of inheritance, you are royalty. And you don't get out of life what you deserve. You get what you demand. One day, one of my children was in a class where a lecturer was talking about God and against God and talking upside down and so on. She sat in that class for a while and she lifted up her hand and she said, "Excuse me, sir, this is university outside the country in England. Excuse me, sir. I know that you have your faith and it's likely that you don't believe in God. But I'd like you to know that there are some of us who believe in him and we deserve to be respected. It, with our faith." And the man instantly apologized and he said, "Excuse me, I am sorry. In fact, what I am teaching is not, what I'm saying is not part of the course. I have the right to respect your faith." He said, "I will not go that way another time." And he said, "In case I go that way, report me to the authorities." That was someone who was right there and he said, "You know what? I know who I am and I know that you can't take me and take my faith for granted." Somebody say a loud amen. I told you the story before. We're in New York, all of myself, my wife, all children, and we're flying back to Nigeria. And a woman, Caucasian woman, looked at us and she said, "Come." And she took us past everyone, passed through an entrance and was getting us to check in. And a man stood there, looks like a rich white, rich Caucasian man. And he said, where are you going with them?" He said, "They are VIPs." That was too bad. The man said, "We are VIPs too. That is why we are standing on this line, at the premium line." He said, "They are special VIPs." Chai! The man began to fume. The woman said, "Don't mind, let's go." She opened it and saw us off. People who are on the first class line, business, were still standing. I don't know what she saw. By the time we passed and stepped, I told my children and my wife, I said, "Let's hold our hands together and appreciate God." I said, "What made us pass here is not money. not color. It's not anything. It is glory. It is presence. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? By inheritance, you are a lion. Don't behave like a hyena. By birth, you are an eagle. Don't die like chicken. And you must make up your mind. You see, I said yesterday, it is not humility to act below your level. It is stupidity. One day my daughter asked me, one of my children said, "Daddy, who taught you how to walk?" He said, "The way you move, there's so much confidence. There's so much style." Said, it's happening from inside. If you look down on yourself and you tolerate yourself and your mind is inferior minded, you are not even sure. There's a crooked way in which you just move like a shadow. But when you know who you are and what you carry on the inside, anywhere you step, you lighten up everywhere. Until people begin to ask, "Who is this?" When in the airport, in Heathrow Airport, and the man came to me and said, "I am the ambassador of so and so country." "You are the ambassador of which country, please?" Because he looked at me and he said, "This must either be an ambassador or the president or something. He must be." He's not. "You are the ambassador of which country, please?" That is, he saw a diplomatic mantle. He thought it was physical. You are born to be a king, born to reign, born to take charge. Scripture told you so. And let God be true. And let every devil be alive. It doesn't matter the village you came from. The spiritual is senior to the natural. It doesn't matter what they classify your kind of people in your community. The spiritual is superior to the natural. The celestial is superior to the terrestrial. Somebody say a loud amen. I learned a lot from my earthly father. My father said, he's made a lot of money. Brand new Mercedes, big lorries and luxury buses. Doing well financially, but there was opening for chieftaincy. And he asked, he said, "Has anybody been king from our line?" They said, "No." He said, "Why? Are we not qualified?" They said, "No. Not that you are not qualified. Not that your people are not qualified. Then why has there been nobody that has been chief?" Because there were two. Yeah. So this one is always going. That is, the clan is like five. It rotates one. When it comes here, it's still this particular side. Say, "Why?" He said, "Because nobody has demanded to come forth." It's okay. I'm coming forward. When he didn't say, "I took that thing on behalf of the whole lineage, not just for myself. I took it on behalf of the whole lineage." There are things that are yours that the devil does not want you to know is yours. And for as long as you remain, you allow things to remain the way they are, they will remain the way they are. Until I, Deborah, arose, mother in Israel,
until somebody here will say, I am arising from my community. Oh, they say nobody shall be influential, shall command the billions in order to chase the devil back to hell. I am stepping up. They say nobody can be a pastor of this kind of influence and impact generationally. I am stepping up. I am stepping up.
What we are doing now, nobody from our part of the world has ever smelt it. You can't come close. Either you are cut short before time, or you are rendered irrelevant, or you are alive without meaning. I said to myself many years ago, so if Benny Hinn does not come to town, or Rehoboam, or any of the big men of God, so miracles and signs and wonders cannot happen, and crowd cannot gather, it means I am useless. And God heard it. And then in 2007, as far back as 18 years ago, we have gone to the Abuja Stadium. People in it, people outside. You were there? Right. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. Say, I carry the genes. I carry the genes of royalty. I carry the genetics of royalty. I must manifest royalty. Say it. I carry the genes of royalty. Louder. I carry the genes of royalty. I must manifest it. It is natural. It is inside me. I must manifest it. Nothing can stop me. I must manifest it. The genes of your language is inside you. It's inside you. So if somebody's name is Apochi, you will know how to pronounce it well because it's inside you. Another person from another tribe will say Apoke. Apake. What? Because it's not. Igbo people will say Nwankwo. Another person will say Nwankwo. Nwankwo. This our guy's name is Baba. Baba. How is it called? But when you go to America, it is Baba. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there are things that are inside. They flow natural. The lion did not go to training school to roar, to tear flesh. Hey! It came along with it. To soar is inside the eagle. It must soar. It must tear flesh. Are you hearing me? Stand on your feet and say, royalty is inside me. Say it, royalty is inside me. I am manifesting it. Now, open, look at somebody by your side and say, royalty is inside you. 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 Go ahead and manifest it. I like you to listen. 2 cubes of sugar is dropped inside a glass of water. Just drop it and left. You tasted the water and it's still tasteless. You see, there is a cube of that sugar inside. I said, oh, it's tasteless. Why is this tasteless? Even though the sugar has been stored, it has not been stirred. Ha ha ha! It has been stored. Ay, 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 ay.
Look at your neighbor and say, steer it. Say, something has been stored in me. Something was stored in me. Royalty was stored in me. Kingship has been stored in me. I must tear it. It must be stirred. It must be stirred. I am staring it now. I am staring it now. I am staring it now. Help me tell three people around you. Tell them, stay. It's in the Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6. Wherefore, I put you in remembrance that you do what? It didn't say get the gift. It didn't say look for the gift. It didn't say locate it. He said it is inside you. There is a royalty. There is a grace. There is a gifting. There is an unction. There is something inside you. It has been stored already. All you need to do is now steer it.
Most confrontations are steering opportunities.
A lion roared against Samson. And something was stirred. The Spirit of the Lord rose mightily and he tore it. David came before Goliath. Who is this? It was his tearing. The fight was inside, but it was teared out. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? I tear you to pieces.
If you don't forget, if you don't remember anything when you leave here, somebody asked you, what did you hear? He said, it has been stored, it must be stirred. You see, I've been celebrating the storage. I must now manifest the stirring.
But I see people rising out of here in this season. I see people rising out of here in this season. I see people rising out of here in this season. And the thing that God has put in us and deposited in our lives for our generation, I see it being stirred. And I see us rising up. And very, very soon, people will look at you and say, what happened to you? What came upon you? What came on you? What changed? What happened? You just said, I just teared something. There has been a tearing.
That pool that man was lying has power inside all the while. But in a certain season, an angel goes and stares. And then he jumps into the stirred water. And a miracle happened. Stirred. 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 Congratulations. Congratulations.
Pray in the spirit for 1 minute and just stir up something. Stir up something. Stir up something. Likekeke babarada yala harata sidi. Lita na mayo tezeri da da hada. Aparata de kelitanoza. Ilaratazeri toke belana na hana. Lana taza virunano na belodo do zoyud. Yera tanina glagada do zoyitore da hidari. Rakatori vilano glodo do gogo susahutolari. Open your mouth and stare it. Pray in the spirit. Let there be a stirring. Litos and Rakina. Exida la ratazo. Hola te sete fetos in an halakari. Repete si te fetos in anana. La ratase, cocolamina, tarada gladadada. Rata sete frete sete fredo glahada. La ratase te fredo, sinaglagada zaya. Rampadaya, taledeada, sonigalodora. Imana sata farina glagodosodaya. Repete satayada. Stay it. Father, I ask that what you have put inside me be stirred for my generation. Laura Tosedi, Sina Malagarodo, Ikala Yatani, Galite Pipirodaza, Rotosana Navarra, sorry, the leader of the Hurry, Rekatese Tifredona Glahida Zalura, Palata Fredo Glorana Zoglahida Zalahari, Parata Sede Vavurgo Zahalidari, Rekota Seta Fredo Zahalidar, Talaglavuzo, Paradeglavuzo Zaladuza. Thank you, Master.
In Jesus' precious name, Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. In the name of Jesus. If we stop here, we have said so much. Just go and stare it. Refuse for it to be dormant. Refuse for it to remain. Go, stare it. When the confrontation comes, don't dodge it, face it. Manifest it. Take your seat 1 minute for the sake of completion. Let's. Kingship can come by inheritance. Number two, kingship can come by excellence. Daniel, in Daniel chapter 1 verse 20 and in verse 21, the Bible said, and in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king demanded, inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers in his realm. He found them 10 times better. And Daniel continued. Daniel chapter 6 verse 1 all the way to verse 4. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Excellence will command prominence. The king thought to set him. Excellence brings prominence and eminence. Excellence. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 17. When they were looking for a man, and Saul said unto his servants, provide me now a man that can play well and bring him to me. Then answered one of his servants and said, behold, I've seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, a mighty valiant man, a man of war, prudent in matters, and a comely person, and the Lord was with him. Excellence took Daniel to the palace. Nothing is glorious until someone is serious. Nothing.
Gloriousness in life is a product of seriousness in life.
Take life casual, you end as a casualty. Be serious. Whatever you do, do it with excellence. Good enough is bad, is too bad. Good enough is never enough. Let what you do carry the signature of excellence. I told our people, and I think they are still working. I said, there is no need for there to be a light spot that is not working. If the light spot exists and it's not working, remove the bulb. Let's know that there is nothing there. We are still on the journey. We have not ended. Every excuse for mediocrity excuses you from authority. Every excuse you give for mediocrity excuses you from authority. Authority and mediocrity are mutually exclusive. They are diametrically opposed. They don't flow together.
Don't say who is looking at it. The day will come when you will know. Who knew that somebody was looking at David? David was not playing in the nightclub. He was not playing for he wasn't playing as a professional artist that was playing on. He was in the bush in front of God, excelled on the instrument, and excellence located him there. The man who excels cannot be hid. It doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you are found. You can't hide an excellent man. It can't be hid. It must be. Your excellence will find you out. It will find you out. Anything you are called to do, asked to do, Do it with all your might and ensure that your signature is on it. I told you the story before. One young man drew my picture and he put the photograph he used to draw it side by side. It's like, find out the difference. And I could not find the difference. Accuracy. He was not a university graduate. But that art was inside him. I can't forget the young man. I saw him the other day. Another one drew me. That one even went to school for it. And my question is, how did that offend you? If you want to insult me directly. Don't use picture to it. You know when somebody say your head is big, and instead of saying it, he draws it. You wanted to say, see your nose. He can't say it. He draws it. Oh my God. What way did I offend you? Let's settle it. Don't use drawing to insult me. It is his handwork. But he cannot confidently stand beside it that I did this. We might go in detail on that tomorrow. But please, don't play with your life. Don't play with your... When you play with quality, you play with destiny. You are playing with your destiny when you are playing with quality. You take quality for granted. You have placed your destiny on the ground. Don't do it.
Don't have any patience for mediocres around you. There are people, if you kill them, they can't produce any result other than mediocrity. It's in their mind, it's in their system. Assist them from a distance. I once had somebody who typed letters for me. This would be like how many, many years ago? There's no correction. You do that, it will be corrected. Aya. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Kingship happens by excellence. Number three, kingship can happen by wisdom. The deployment of wisdom. To be wise is to rise. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 15 to verse 16. He said, by me, wisdom speaking, by me, kings reign and princes decree justice. By me, kings reign and princes decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. They just showed you a material titled, be wise and rise. Joseph ascended the throne in Egypt on the ground of wisdom. In Genesis 41, verse 38 to verse 44, he ascended that throne on the ground. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this is? A man in whom the Spirit of God is. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed you all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto your word shall all my people be ruled. You know that Solomon ruled and reigned by wisdom. That was the first thing he asked God. 1 Kings chapter 3, from verse 4 all the way to verse 8, he asked God. He offered a burnt offering, and God appeared and said, what do you want? And he said, give me wisdom, an understanding heart. And that was what happened. And the wisdom came in 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 23 to verse 25. 1 Kings 10, 23. But Solomon, King Solomon, exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. And all the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present. King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth. Wisdom. Doing things calculatedly. Doing things at the frequency of divine inspiration. Wisdom. Solution provision mentality. Being in the arena of solution provision. Wisdom. Capacity to dissolve hard matters. It takes you up. Kingship can happen by wisdom. Number four, kingship can happen by conquest, by a brutal fighting spirit. It happens by conquest, the possession of a brutal fighting spirit. Kings are made. You know, David's status was changed after he brought down Goliath. In 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 7. When the women began to sing. And women can cause trouble if they want. And the women answered one another as they played. Said, Saul has slain his thousands. And David his 10,000s. By the time David brought down Goliath. That was when officially kingship changed. Saul was king. David had been anointed, but he had no throne yet. Can I say something to you? The one who wins the fight takes the crown. Say that again. Evander Holyfield, Mike Tyson, the one who wins the fight takes the crown.
If there is a fight in your family, a fight with powers of darkness, territorial powers, or a fight in any realm, the one who wins the fight takes the crown. Meaning, if you are not ready for the fight, you are not ready for the crown.
Ask Bishop David Oyedepo what he had to contend with in life to be where he is today. Like it or not, one of the most phenomenal persons on the earth today, Donald Trump, apart from Bishop Oyedepo, Donald Trump. Like him or hate him. You don't understand. A man they took to court, judiciary already wanted to clean him out. His sentencing was meant to be November. He still went into the elections with the brutality of a fighter. All the billionaire homosexuals, all the billionaire LGBTQ plus, all of them gathered their money together, their resources, their witchcraft, their occultism. He pulled them down. The mainstream media, whose agenda is everything evil, those people that kept on saying header farmer clash, you will never hear them report correctly a religious crisis. You will never hear them report it correctly. That Christian genocide is happening or people are being, they will never say it's a header farmer clashes that claim casualty on both sides. Their side is confirmed. Anything God, anything Christian, anything, suppress it. All of them, call their names, CNN, New York Times, all of them, the kind of people that will come against people and clear them out. This one man's army. He crumpled, trampled upon them, passing through the midst of them, went his way. Brushed them through. I was asking you at that time when he won the election. I think, was it a lawyer? I said, so what happens to the case that they were making against me? He said, dead. Case dead. What kind of, what gives you such a, I say, it is the heart of a fighter. If you need your share as a lion, you need the heart of a lion. You must fight a fight like a lion. Who knows what will have become of America if the election went the other way by now. Or what we are talking about here now, by now. The world as a whole. Another pandemic may have started by now. Are you hearing what? This is a practicality of the brutality of fight. And the fact of it is, every fight is winnable. Every enemy is conquerable. All these institutions we are talking about are institutions that individuals don't fight. You know, when journalists agree to rubbish people, you know how it can be. I mean, there was an agreement to finish this man. Make him, if they sell him, you won't buy him for anything. He said this, he said that, he said that. But I don't care what is personal, whatever it is. But that fighter spirit, the fact that there is some trait, there is a fear of God,
and there is a respect for a God in heaven. Openly,
that fighter spirit. Beloved, you need that heart of it. Just let it be clear to you that whatever is fightable is winnable.
Yes, if it is called a fight, it can be won. It can be won. It can be won. If you make up your mind to fight it, you can win it. And the outcome of the fight is the crown. The outcome of the fight is a crown. The outcome of the fight is a crown. The outcome of the fight is a crown. I prophesy upon somebody today, a fighter spirit. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive the fighter spirit in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You are saying amen. Shout the loudest amen.
Look at somebody by your side. Say, the fight is winnable. If you have the heart to fight, you will have the help to win.
If you have the heart to fight, you have the help to win. Say it to somebody, if you have the heart to fight, you will have the help to win. You have the heart to fight, you have the help to win. Shout the loudest amen.
And be seated. Kingship can happen by conquest. Number five, kingship happens by righteousness. Dr. Mason Enche spoke on that extensively. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8 to 9. The Bible said, but Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Therefore, he requested of the prince of the eunuchs that he might not defile himself. Now God brought Daniel into favor and tender love with the prince of the eunuchs. Daniel, we saw that already. Daniel chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. Let's look at 3, 4, 5. This Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him.
And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error
or fault found in him. That was what undergirded Daniel. Then say this man, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Proverbs 25 and in verse 5 said, the throne is established by righteousness. Take away the wicked from before the king. Let not the king practice wickedness, and his throne shall be established in righteousness. Proverbs 16 and in verse 4 of verse 12. If you want God to establish you in authority, it's established in righteousness. It's an abomination to kings to commit wickedness, for the throne is established by righteousness. The throne is established by righteousness. Have you read Proverbs 31 verse 3 and 4 before? He said, give not your strength unto women, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. Verse 4. It is not for kings, O Lemuel. It is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes strong drink. So two W's, wine and women, are destroyers of kings. You say, is there anybody who drinks wine around here? Ah, yeah. There are. There are who are screaming out of, not out of fire.
In Genesis 48 and in verse 12, we see the life
I believe that was where he said, I fear God I fear God. I fear God. I fear God. The lion does not eat corruption. So he's a king. The hyena eats corruption. So it's a reproach. The vulture does not taste corruption. So he's the king of birds. Sorry. The eagle does not taste corruption. So he's the king of birds. The vulture is corruption. So it's a reproach. The throne is established by righteousness. Maintain that conscience that is alive. That conscience of the fear of God, it establishes you in your rulership. Number six, kingship happens by the possession of secrets. If you know what people don't know, you step where they don't step. The possession of secrets. What makes people to occupy places that others can't is that they know what others don't. Job said in Job chapter 29 and in verse 1 to 4. I'll read Job 29, 1 to 4, and then 20 to 23 and 25. Job 29, 1 to 4, 20 to 23, and then 25. Job, now moreover, Job continued his parable and said, oh, that I were as in the months past, as in the days when God preserved me, when his candle shined upon my head, and when by his light I walked through darkness. As I was in the days of my youth, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle. By that secret, what happened? He said, my glory was fresh in me, and my bow was renewed in my hand. Unto me, men gave ear. I had secrets. And they waited and kept silence at my counsel. After my words, they spake not again, and my speech dropped upon them. And they waited for me as for the rain. And they opened their mouth wide as for the letter. Look at verse 25. It says, I chose out their way, and I sat chief, and dwelt as a king in the army, as one that comforted the mourners. Why? The secret of God was upon his tabernacle. So he sat as king among the people. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? What secrets do you possess? Proverbs 25 and in verse 2. Proverbs 25 and in verse 2. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings it is to search out a matter. Verse 3. The heaven for height and the earth for depth, and the heart of kings is unsearchable. They have things in their heart that others don't access. Listen, the secrets that you possess is your doorway to the success you achieve as king. Scientists in the fields of invention, they function as kings in their realms. Newton found so many things that others couldn't find. He became the king of mechanics. The king in mathematics realm, in physics, all the hydrodynamics, king, Newton's laws of motion, universal gravitation, king in calculus, what is called further math today. Hallelujah. The secrets, it happened. Lift your hands and say, oh Lord, open me up to your secret. Finally, for this morning, kingship happens by diligence. I saw a scripture, very, very funny scripture. It happens by diligence. And that is Proverbs 30, verse 28. It says, the spider taketh hold with her hands, and that took him to king's palace. The spider taketh hold with her hands and is in kings' palaces. Do you want to arrive at the king's palace? Take hold with your hand. Let your hand be functional. Idleness is uselessness. Take hold with your hands.
If you don't find work, give yourself work.
The pastor who testified said I saw him sleeping in the dream and tapped him and said, am I sleeping at this time?
Why, wake up, am I sleeping at this time?
Papa Yedepo called around 2 a.m. yesterday night. That's commanding the day has finished. And he called around 2 a.m. yesterday because I was not asleep yet. I was not planning to sleep before 3. So when he called, he said, are you still awake? I was almost going to say, what about you, sir? Because it's not where we are in the convention. But he has the heart to call at that time because he expects me to be awake. He knows my experience. The spider taketh hold with the hand. For you know it, do like this. And the next place you find it is in the king's palace. You may not tell him your excellency or your majesty, but it's in the palace.
Hey!
The king is on his throne on the ground. The spider is on his throne on the roof. Something. Sire. Okay. Because it, you see, life is full of lessons. And the whole universe is a university. If you learn where, you have a lot of degrees.
Is that not why he said,
seest thou a man that is diligent? Proverbs 22:29. He shall stand in the company of kings. How can you stand with kings without being a king? Oh yeah, you are a king yourself.
He shall stand with kings. He has escaped the company of ordinary men. Please go
and take hold with your hands. Stand upon your feet.
Don't let your hand be idle. Are you an evangelist? Are you doing crusades?
That's right.
Do it and do it aggressively. The crusaders of those days, they did it endlessly. 6 weeks non-stop. 88 days. Oh, Billy Graham in
Wembley Stadium. Today, pastors will do a week of convention like this. Not that they are preaching. They have invited many guest ministers. Nothing is wrong. After that, 1 week holiday. 2 weeks holiday. Can I tell you my schedule after today? Okay. We finish this crusade. We finish this convention. This crusade. It's been on before now. And then we finish with a night vigil on Friday. And then go into town for a prophetic action on Saturday. And then come back for Sunday service, 5 hours in his presence. And then 5 hours in his presence is over. I fly to Jos, where they have invited me to preach to the whole state for their carol service. I'll be preaching the governor, the Bongom Jos, and all of them will be there. I finish from there, return back on Monday, fly straight to Mozambique. To 2 days in Mozambique, straight to Namibia. Fly back from Namibia. It is this girl that is following me that I'm beating. And she will not agree to rest. And we return. Unlikely on that Sunday, we're meant to have a meeting, but I'll talk about that later. And then the following week is Shiloh. Return back from Shiloh by Sunday,
Monday, crusades in Benue State. The whole week. And the crusade may start on Sunday night. Three locations or four within a week. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand this schedule? Reverend Tia, can you interpret it, please? Do you understand what I'm saying? Prayer is inside. Fasting is inside. Study is inside. Everything is inside. And there are many people who are commanding the day continues daily, anywhere in the world. Spider taketh hold with his hand. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Wake up! That's why people don't branch near Papa Oyedepo too much. The discipline is too much. The labor is too much. The work is too much. How can you be running to university this and that? Are you working the way he's working? He's 70-something now. And work has not reduced. Let's go and outwork the devil and run him out of town in the name of Jesus Christ. You have learned so many things today. Learned so many things today. If your ministry is start of teaching, teach. Organize teaching sessions and seminars and just ensure that you are impacting every ministry we do. Teaching, evangelism, prophetic, whatever, we must translate into the harvest of souls. For the kingdom of God, it must translate into the harvest of souls. After you finish teaching, give the altar call. After you finish singing, give the altar call. The widow's ministry, give the altar call. It must translate into massive souls harvest. Hallelujah. I've said seven things that I'm sure you have learned from. Number one, that kingship can come by inheritance. Read it along with me. Number one, kingship comes. And don't forget that it is already stored. It must be stirred. Number two, kingship can happen by excellence. Number three, kingship happens by wisdom. Number four, kingship happens by conquest, the possession of a brutal fighting spirit. Number five, kingship can happen by righteousness. Number six, kingship happens by the possession of secrets. Number seven, it happens by diligence. Lift up your hands and ask the Lord. First, two prayers we are going to pray very, very quickly, and then we shall be done. We have some testimonies. We just take that and be done with that. The testimonies we have. Lift up your hands and say, Father. Say it louder. Say, Father. Are you ready to pray at all? I need somebody on the mic. Say, Father, thank you for your word to me today. Thank you. I appreciate you. I honor you today for this word. Be glorified, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, proceed with the appreciation. Proceed. Let us see.
In the name of Jesus.
Lift up your two hands one more time, and we'll go through those 7 points within the next 2 minutes, and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, help me to understand my inheritance in kingship.
Help me
with the baptism of the Spirit of Excellence in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, with the fresh baptism of the Spirit of Wisdom in the name of Jesus.
Help me, Lord, with the baptism of a fighting spirit in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, with the garment of righteousness in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, to access secrets that will put me in charge for you in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, with the baptism of diligence, of hard work, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray.
Let us say to Fritter say to Kalaya the Haradaya. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Let us say to Satana, the Madame, the Society, the Madame, 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 Lara Tasaki,
In the name
of Jesus, the Lord heard and answered us. In Jesus' name.